The issue is some of Jacksonville's northwest side suffers from generational poverty and a lack of opportunities. Mayor Alvin Brown brings up the Newtown area.
It's the toughest zip code in the state of Florida, as I understand it. It's where the poverty gap is. And so having people who are in the trenches, working in the trenches every day, is what I believe, what I call community empowerment.
The Community Wealth Building Task Force is made up of people in those trenches: business leaders, bankers, educators, pastors, healthcare administrators. They all stepped up to serve. The task force model works by prioritizing, creating a short-term and a long-term strategy. Mayor Brown.
So the short-term is, for example, can we have more retail attracted to these areas? And if so, can we do that now? And we know that they need restaurants, they need a grocery store, they need more access to transportation.
Other short-term goals could be supporting entrepreneurs with access to capital and marketing. As for the long game,
what's the vision for this area? How can we make it a destination? How do we improve the quality of life?
Florida Blue Market President Darnell Smith leads the task force. He says whatever plans the task force makes, they have to be permanent and sustainable.
Whatever solutions we come up with, it has to be something that when we walk away 16 months from now, 18, 24 months from now, that it is on a roll, and to make certain that indeed we get the outcomes that we're looking for.
The Community Wealth Building Task Force is modeled after a successful targeted development program in Cleveland. The group hasn't yet set a time for its next meeting. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.